We hope that you're having a great Wednesday around the Weiss Lake area on this hump day. It is April the 17th. We're at 62 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. National Weather Service says we have a good chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon, so you can plan your outdoor events according to that. We'll have a complete weather update coming in just a few minutes. But first, we have a special guest in our studio with us this morning. We're honored to have with us Ms. Pat Waddell, coming to us from the Cherokee Rose Garden Club. Good morning, Ms. Pat.
Good morning to you, Jerry. It's really great to be here.
Well, we appreciate you taking time from your schedule to come in and share with us about the upcoming events with the Rose Garden Club.
You know, this Saturday, the 20th, at Cedar Bluff Park, we will be having our annual plant sale. And I said plant, but it's really trees and shrubs and little plants and vegetables and all kinds of different things. And it would be from 8 until noon. But the important thing I want to say is our club is a wonderful group of people who want people, other people, to be able to afford plants. So we keep our prices as low as we can. And we are so excited to have people come by and meet with us and look at our stuff and share. And that's I think that's the best thing about the Cherokee Rose Garden Club. Some of the members would give their heads away. They just love sharing plants. So we just want to talk about it this morning for a little bit.
All right. And, of course, as you said, there's vegetable plants, spring flowers, bulbs, perennials, ornaments, hanging baskets. They're going to find a lot of beautiful plants, healthy plants that's been nurtured and well cared for and just needing a home.
That's right. I learned that I couldn't raise strawberries. So I got a little bitty patch about a yard by yard, a little bit larger than that. And I put dirt in it, and I have so many strawberries. And as much as I tried to plant strawberries, just that little place that got just the right sun. And I think they're like children or like plants. If you put them in the right place, then they're going to blossom and grow and be healthy. So that's one thing I wanted to say today. And we do have trees, but if they buy things, if when a person comes to buy something, they probably should keep their plants watered, the trees watered, and plant them in the fall. That's an important thing.
Right. And plant them. And, of course, we want to tell them again, that's going to be at the Cedar Bluff Park?
Cedar Bluff Park. If you on Highway 9, as if you were going to Cedar Bluff School, you turn left. Right when you get past the bridge, going toward Rome, you turn left right there, and you'll see Cedar Bluff Park. It's
right
a big park.
Highway 68.
Round 68. Yes, thank you, Jerry.
All right. Now, if people want to become active with the Rose Garden Club, is membership by invitation, or how do other people, how do they become associated with the Cherokee Rose Garden Club?
Well, we've gotten many new members coming to the plant sale, and they see how happy we are with our plants and what we do, and so we will have membership applications there. We have around 35 members, and
that's a good-sized club.
It is. It is, and they're working members. And they enjoy plants, and it's so positive.
Do you have regular meetings?
We meet the third Thursday at the Chamber Room in Center at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 12.
It sounds like a wonderful organization to be involved in. Now, besides plants, what other activities are you involved in?
Well, we're a member of the National Garden Club, Deep South Alabama Garden Club, Garden Club of Alabama, and we have districts and we have federations. So we have standards we have to meet. So our president, Margaret Ringer, is right now at the Alabama State meeting. We try to keep up. We are interested in flower shows and teaching people. It's a very learning situation. I want more children to be coming to see the plants and learn. Children planting things, seeing things that are alive, and watching them grow. They get so excited. But we try to be as professional as possible.
Okay. And, of course, but with the name Rose Garden, I suspect that some of these plants will be some roses.
There will be. There will be the Cherokee Rose. There's a kind of a saying, well, this is historic, that as the Indians were being moved out of the state, as the women cried, everywhere they cried, a Cherokee Rose grew along the Trail of Tears. So we have a lot of their wild native roses, and they're beautiful, but I don't know what we sell. I don't think we sell them, though. I don't think we have any. I think that's a good thing. I may just try to find some. But they grow in our park, City Park. We have some Cherokee roses there.
Great. And people can learn more about roses and how to take care of theirs and how to have healthy roses, not only roses, but all other plants as well.
Succulents. I've learned lately that succulents take chemicals out of your home. And succulents are very easy to raise and very good for children to raise. And I didn't realize they filtered chemicals out of the air. So they're small. There are all kinds of things we need to learn about plants. And one thing I learned about trees, the sugar gum is number two in building, only to the oak tree.
How about that?
And I think a lot of people want to get rid of those. But anyway, it's wonderful to know what's around us, what we can use. We usually have witch hazel trees. I don't know if we have any this year, but we can make our own witch hazel, which is very good for things. It's a wonderful thing. And we really work with teaching people about pollinators, our bees, and how to help save the mason bees. And it's a great program.
Good. And I'm sure there's ways to move bees out from around your area that you don't want them without killing them.
Well, I listen to the pollinators,
yeah.
But I've never moved any hives. But this year, for the first time, we have honeybees. We're all of our pollination at my house is done by mason bees. And they're the little bitty ones. But this year, made me very happy to see a bunch of honeybees. We must take care of our pollinators.
If we're going to have future crops, that's the secret to crops and successful crops, is having the pollinators out there working.
Absolutely. And putting poisons out sometimes gets rid of it. There's just a lot of ways we can improve taking care of pollinators, I'm sure.
Right. And I'm sure there's also plants that you can set around your patio or around your porch or outdoor spaces that you enjoy in the spring and summer that keeps mosquitoes away and things like that.
I think that we need to probably look around our earth and learn a lot more about what God has given us.
Absolutely.
The trees, the plants, the bees, the insects, they all go together. It's perfect.
Now, you're a working club, the Cherokee Rose Garden Club, and you're having a plant sale, so I know that's a fundraiser for you. Now, what are you going to do with those funds? What is a Rose Garden Club other than reinvesting back into your crops?
Well, basically, we are not this is our only fundraiser. We have it once a year, and other than that, we put our money into meetings. We definitely like to invite speakers, and we try to you know, we give them a money to say in a stipend, and we have had flower shows, and we are working on another flower show. We just want the people in the area to know what a beautiful area we have and how we can make it more beautiful, and especially with trees, dogwoods, Japanese cherries, all kinds of things that we can just all of a sudden we look out there and we see the beauty. So I don't know, we don't try to raise money. Most of the flowers that are sold at the plant sale are donated by the members raised by the members, and it just goes into our fund to run the physical year.
Right, to take care of all of your meeting expense and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful club that people need to be involved in. Let's tell them again when you meet each, I know it's on Thursday.
The third Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Chamber of Commerce building.
If you'd like to become a member, at the sale, plant sale on Saturday, they'll have applications there for you. Is that right?
That's right.
So come by, see Pat or some of the other members. I'm sure that there'll be many members out there with their plants.
We just have a great time at the plant sale. People just walk around looking at all of them. We spread them out, and it's just a great gathering. I hope we have good weather.
Well, let's just check the weather and see what the weatherman says. Partly sunny skies, high of 75, only a slight chance of a few sprinkles.
Oh, Jerry, that sounds great.
Well, I didn't do it. The National Weather Service said that's what it looks like for Saturday.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So we just pulled that up. So it does look like you're going to have a great day as far as the weather's concerned. The wind shouldn't be an issue, and it looks like you're going to have some pleasant temperatures. So it looks like a really nice day for a plant sale in the Cedar Bluff Town Park on Saturday.
Well, we're just excited to meet some new people and teach them and share our plants.
All right. So, wonderful. Pat, anything else you want to share about the Rose Garden Club and the upcoming annual plant sale before we cut away?
Well, I do want to share that how important it is that we have a radio station here that supports the community so well. And I couldn't be happier with listening to your radio station, and it's a pleasure meeting with you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you in, Pat, and we appreciate you and the work that you do with the Cherokee Rose Garden Club, and we want to wish you well Saturday, and I know you're going to have a great plant sale. Remember, folks, they're very affordable. They keep these prices as low as they can so you can enjoy the beautiful plants around your home from the Cherokee Rose Garden Club.